I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The UN says all aid deliveries to southern Gaza's Rafah are on hold amid a lack of security and supplies, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The UN says both its main agency for Palestinian refugees and the World Food Program have halted Rafah aid.
Due to ongoing military operation,
which UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric says has left the two programs without supplies for Rafah. The result?
People don't eat.
The moves came as the World Food Program warned the new U.S. peer project for getting aid to Gaza may fail unless Israel improves security conditions. Deliveries from the pier stopped Saturday after crowds looted aid trucks before they arrived at warehouses. Sagar Magani, Washington.
British Foreign Minister David Cameron said on Tuesday the arrest warrants sought by the International Criminal Court were just plain wrong.
But I don't believe for one moment that seeking these warrants is going to help get the hostages out, it's not going to help get aid in, and it's not going to help deliver a sustainable ceasefire.
The ICC's prosecutor said on Monday he had requested arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, his defense chief, and three Hamas leaders over alleged war crimes. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Russia last week launched a satellite U.S. intelligence officials believe to be a weapon capable of inspecting and attacking other satellites, the U.S. Space Command said on Tuesday as the Russian spacecraft trails a U.S. spy satellite in orbit. Russia's Soyuz rocket blasted off on May 16th, deploying in low Earth orbit at least nine satellites, including a type of Russian military inspector spacecraft U.S. officials have long condemned. This is VOA News. EU countries have formally adopted a plan to use windfall profits from Russian central bank assets frozen in the EU for Ukraine's defense, the Belgian government said on Tuesday. The text only needed a rubber stamp by ministers after EU ambassadors reached the agreement in early May. A senior Russian diplomat denounced the plan, saying it would have unpredictable consequences, with the EU obliged sooner or later having to return to Russia what it had quote-unquote stolen. Under the agreement, 90% of the proceeds will go into an EU-run fund for military aid for Ukraine against Russia's invasion, with the other 10% going to support Kyiv in other ways. A 73-year-old British man was killed, and injured passengers were stretchered off a Singapore Airlines flight from London on Tuesday after the plane fell into an air pocket before encountering turbulence, the airline and officials said. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
Forced to make an emergency landing in Bangkok, dozens were taken to hospital, including one crew member, according to a senior airport official. The senior airport official said the British man likely died due to a heart attack, while seven people were critically injured with head injuries. A passenger on board told Reuters the plane tilted upwards and began shaking. Then he said a dramatic drop saw people launched into baggage cabins overhead, their bodies denting and breaking the panels. A spokesperson for Flight Radar 24 said data analysis from the plane's journey shows the plane tilting upwards and returning to its cruising altitude over the space of a minute.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Former U.S. President Donald Trump opted not to testify in his criminal hush money trial on Tuesday, bringing his defense to a quick conclusion and clearing the way for jurors to begin deliberations next week. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
For weeks, Trump had stoked speculation about whether he would take the stand, telling reporters in April that he, quote, absolutely would. But Trump ultimately opted not to take the stand in his own defense. Criminal defendants typically do not testify in their own trials, as it exposes them to probing questions from prosecutors. Trump, the first former president to face a criminal trial, is charged with falsifying business records to cover up a $130,000 payment to porn star Stormy Daniels in 2016, to keep quiet about a sexual encounter she says they had 10 years earlier. He has pleaded not guilty to the charges and denies ever having sex with her.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Haiti's National Police Force will take charge of a much-awaited UN-backed security mission set to launch by the end of this month, Haiti's Transitional Council said on Tuesday. I'm Joe Ramsey.